From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guests this week are East Bay visual artists Joel Jones and Kim Thoman. Hey, Joel and Kim.
Hey, Janae.
Joel's and Kim's latest exhibition is Sentinels and Saviors, Iconic Avatars. And their artwork in this show inspires hope and encourages viewers to look within when feeling powerless. Beautiful, beautiful artwork. And you can see their free show now at the Richmond Arts Center. But right now, we're going to hear their art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. First up is Oakland Art Murmur. It's an art walk with 20 art galleries and museums to visit for free. And they include the Oakland Museum, the Mana Gallery, and Studios 11. This is a different event from Oakland First Friday, so don't get them confused. Joel, Oakland has so much amazing art. Why do you like going to this event?
Yeah, there's so many galleries. And being an artist, I like to go out and see what other artists are doing. It inspires me. I'm especially interested in a cluster of galleries on 25th Street, including Mercury 20, Slate, Mana, and the Fourth Wall. And there's just an excitement there, walking the streets with other people from all over the place that come and to get inspired and to be with other artists.
And it's been going on for a while, so that's really, really cool. That's the Oakland Art Murmur, and it happens every first Friday. Their next event is on November 1st. Kim, your pick is the book Memoir of an Unintentional Feminist by Mary Passios. Mary is a visual artist, and her book covers the murder of her childhood friend when Mary was 13, being a single mother, moving to the Bay Area, becoming an activist, and so much more. Each chapter begins with the image of one of her prints. Tell us more about Mary and her book, Kim.
Well, Mary turned 90 this year.
Oh.
Yes, but she's not slowing down at all. And she has the memoir of an Unintentional Feminist. And then she actually has an entirely separate book specifically on the sensational murder that she then did begin to investigate as an adult because she knew Betty Short, who was murdered in Hollywood. And it was called The Black Dahlia. Some people may have heard. But Mary's most well-known in the art world for her huge linoleum cut prints. She has one called The Crew, and it's about 12 feet tall. It's absolutely gorgeous.
So she has such a full life and just amazing artistry. 90 years, that is really, really amazing. Happy birthday to her. That's the book Memoir of an Unintentional Feminist by Mary Passios. Joel, your next pick is the concert Cultivating Hope at the First United Methodist Church in Palo Alto. It's an evening filled with international holiday music. The Peninsula Women's Chorus chose songs that celebrate Kwanzaa, Christmas, and Noche Buena. Joel, what are you looking forward to hearing at this concert?
Actually, I follow Ann Heggie, who is the artistic director there. And it's very uplifting to be there and be surrounded by this sound. And especially during this time of the year, the solstice, the Christmas time, it's cultivating hope in this time of difficulty.
Yeah, and your artwork uplifts people, and this sounds like an event of music that's going to uplift people too. That's Cultivating Hope at the First United Methodist Church in Palo Alto on December 13th and at Mission Santa Clara on December 14th. And Kim, your final pick is the Floating Museum in Alameda. It's a floating barge on an estuary, and you can enjoy the movement of the water while looking at the art. They currently have an exhibition called Rising Tides, and it features art that addresses climate change. So Kim, why did you choose this spot?
It's a family foundation, and it's a brand new museum. And at this point, the only way that you can go is that you have to get on the website and sign up, and highly recommend it. It's in a boatyard. There's a house that's on the water, and the house has been converted into a gallery space. Wonderful, wonderful artwork.
That sounds like such a unique space. And since I'm in Alameda, I will definitely be checking that out. That's the Floating Museum in Alameda, and you can visit their website, hallartandtechnologyfoundation.com, to book a tour. I've been speaking with visual artists Joel Jones and Kim Toman. Check out the exhibition Sentinels and Saviors, Iconic Avatars at the Richmond Arts Center now until November 21st. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Kristen McCandless. I'm Janae Darden.